There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino here early on a Friday morning. Coming up on today's program, Jonathan Von Tobel, VSiN's senior NBA analyst, in an hour. We'll talk some, Ayton, Suns, Mitchell, Knicks, Jazz, Summer League, Rookie of the Year at that point. Ed Barkovitz is going to join us, longtime Philly sports writer, coming up in 90 minutes. He was covering this SBC summit in the Meadowlands this week, big sports betting convention. And, he has some serious takeaways from that event. He'll tell you about coming up at that time. And Vito.
Yes.
From The Sopranos is going to be on the show in
what
2 hours.
Get Joseph Gannascoli. Oh, yeah. Hopefully we can talk to him for as long as possible. What a story this guy.
You know that he's a professional chef, like in real life?
I didn't know that. He'll come to your house,
you can book him
Sopranos parties.
How awesome is that? Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
This is good.
And the reason why he got into acting is correlated, tied into sports betting.
He's a huge Yankee fan.
Well, that's no surprise.
I'm going to tell him what's going to happen when I lose in the ALCS to the Astros. I mean, that's not going to be, you know. Joe's going to come after me.
Yeah.
But this is, I can't wait to talk to him, and he'll remember Tony and Paul, who played Pauly Walnuts.
Yep. And we will unveil, the trophy is right here, this bad boy. We will tell you who won the first annual VSiN Baseball Betting Pentathlon. That's coming up in 2 hours.
Should have went 5-0.
Okay. Here we go today, Pauly. You want instant gratification.
Yes.
You want deals to happen like this, right? Trades in the NBA, trades in the NFL, all this.
It shouldn't take 3 weeks. That's what I'm saying.
As you said from day one after the trade, the Gobert thing really screwed it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that's, I think, quite evident to everybody. Then we got news yesterday that the Pacers signed DeAndre Ayton to an offer sheet for $133 million. It did not take long for the Suns to actually come over the top and match that offer sheet. And then the reports that came out right after that were, yeah, of course, this was the obvious play.
Well, yeah, like, right. Why the song and dance for so
long? Of course!
This is ridiculous how they treated the guy the whole season. Well, he's not a max player. We don't want him. It's a disaster if they let him go and they don't get anything in return. The Pacers called their bluff and got rid of all these guys that they waived, thinking Phoenix wouldn't match it because Sarver is tighter than two coats of paint,
mm-hmm.
and they never go over the cap. So and then the luxury tax. So all this was here, but this is, so they can't trade him till January, and it's a year they can't trade him to the Pacers. So this was, I just don't understand why it was, we don't want this guy, or he's not that good, he doesn't deserve this kind of money, and it's the largest offer sheet in the history of the league. And then it becomes, okay, yeah, no big deal. This is the plan all along.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand the song and dance for a
No, neither
a
do
month.
I. You're trying to throw everybody for a loop for what reason?
Yeah.
I mean, and then, by the way, did they ever have any serious interest at all in maybe going after Kevin Durant? This leads me to believe, no, they really didn't.
Well, I just think it was they couldn't, they didn't want Ayton. So then they would have to gut their team to get Durant. And the Nets just want this ridiculous haul.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's reports about the Nets are disappointed with what's being offered, but also you're right about the Gobert trade. How once that happens, it's like, well,
they just changed everything.
Yeah. Right, and that's what we have too with the Mitchell business as well.
Right,
because if Gobert goes for five, what does Mitchell go for? He's 26 a game.
Well, now look at the reports here, right? And so, what do you want to believe? Who's going to be accurate on this? NBA Central tweet that the Jazz are looking to acquire a majority of New York's 8 first-round picks.
Yeah, it could be 7. I'll tell you that. And he's going to, this is me talking, he's going to the Knicks. They're at one spot, they're even money to get him, but the Knicks have the most to offer, and they're desperate, and they have to do it. Because Rose, when he took this job, and other guys said on their promise to the fans in Dolan, we are going to deliver stars, we're going to get stars. Well, you don't have a star yet. What's the holdup? So they have to get a star. It was said by one guy who covers the league, it'd be their best guard since Walt Frazier. Which might be true. So 26 a game and 5 first-round picks for Gobert, it's probably 6 and some players. But what's fascinating about this is, according to reports, the Jets don't want Barrett because he's too good, because they're tanking.
They don't want
to win games. So we don't want Barrett. There was another report, too, that someone higher up in the organization preferred Hero to Barrett. But it's just that package, as you said, you're not a fan of that package, Hero, Robinson, and picks. But it's been said by many, and it's true. You would want the Knicks picks as opposed to the Heat because they're always good. The Knicks, you could go off the rails, you never know.
Well, and why does this make sense? Because the guy who's going to be pulling the trigger in Salt Lake City, Danny Ainge, he waits for desperation. He waits for a treasure trove to pop up. And now the Knicks have this with a ton of picks. They got 3 from OKC on draft night. Hell, I thought that was a silly trade by the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
They're also looking to acquire pick swaps and a combination of Quentin Grimes, Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin, Miles McBride, and Cam Reddish, guys who can play, but they're not too good. Again,
right.
They don't want to win too many games here. I have to be honest. I know you're feeling towards this with the Knicks, and I kind of get it. I am way more excited on the Jazz side of this. So I want to see what that team's going. Hello, Baltimore, the Orioles. I can't wait to see what the Jazz are going to look like in 2 or 3 years down the road.
Yep. They'll have all these picks like OKC. Yeah. They're going to move other guys, too.
He's going to do what he did in Boston.
Yeah.
And Utah will become the Celtics of the West.
Yeah. They'll move Beverly. They'll move Beasley. They'll move Bogdanovich. They'll probably move Clarkson. Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, what would the Brunson, Mitchell, and can you get Randall? That's the big thing. I don't know what happened this past year. The relationship with the fans and Randall and Tibbs. But if you get Randall, who was in the MVP talk 2 years ago, that's a pretty good team. And they could be entertaining. That's not bad.
Yeah. Well, I will throw this out there as pure conjecture. You know, maybe that happens. In fact, it's not even maybe. It does happen to certain players under Thibodeau, like in year 2, year 3. Because he does. Some guys were meant and born to play for Tom Thibodeau. I would throw Derrick Rose out there. I think he was. He was great until he got hurt with him in Chicago and clearly liked him because he went back to New York. Other guys are like, dude, you are not my cup of tea. I need to get as far away from you as possible.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That could be the case with Randall.
Got to fix that. They also have to swing for the fences. You got to get a star, and they have 1 playoff series win. The Knicks, 1 playoff series win since 2001. It's embarrassing. You know, that's not a cheap ticket. That's a pricey ticket. So they have to at least win a playoff series here.
Or okay,
at least,
so
you know, get in there.
So then, how good does this make the Knicks then in the Eastern Conference if they have a quartet, right, of R.J. Barrett, Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, and Julius Randle to begin with?
Yeah, pretty good. You're not better than the Bucks. You're not better than the Celtics, obviously. You're not better than the Sixers.
Right.
You're not better than Miami, although they could make some moves.
See what happens with the Nets.
I don't know what's going to happen with the Nets. Depends. Yeah. They'll be better than the Nets if both of those guys walk. If Durant walks, they're better than the Nets, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that.
They're probably in that Atlanta range, too.
I was going to say, they're probably, hovering around the 6-7 if everybody stays healthy and, like, on paper in terms of overall power ratings with a chance to maybe go up to a 5 seed?
Well, you never know. That one team was a 4 2 years ago. Seeding's unique. Who's going to sit guys? Who's going to have an injury? And, and the Knicks, you know, Thibodeau wants to win every damn game and plays these guys and runs them and, wears them down. So maybe a 5, yeah. But that's this would be great for the organization. The other thing is,
For the first time in a long time, Knicks are going to be like must-watch TV when they're on.
Yeah, well, the other thing, it's not Des Moines, Iowa. It's New York. So if they can't do this, if they can't get this done, everyone will scream holy hell and be all over them. The fans and the media will be like, how couldn't you get this done? You promised stars you couldn't deliver, and you have all these picks. Like for example, if someone else would do it with that extra pick, and the Knicks are like stubborn, like, we'll give you 4, but not 5.
Yeah, right.
Or we'll give you 5, but not 6. Like, what the hell's the difference? You got to get somebody. And this guy, I know the defense is bad, but maybe it's like, well, I got Gobert behind me. I'm okay. But he can improve defensively because he's bad. But a 26, 5, and 4 a game guy?
Yeah.
Go get him. Give him 6 picks in a package.
Let's be honest here. It was looking really bad once Durant and Kyrie elected to say, "Nah, we're not going to go to you, but we're going to actually go to the team across the river, and we're going to go play for the Brooklyn Nets." You know?
Yeah.
That was a terrible look for the Knicks at that point. And it's like, okay, my God, everybody's freaking out even more. Like, this is never going to happen. You can't allow this to take place in our own backyard. And it did. So now it's never going to, who are we going to get it? That's why there's another, that's kind of it goes into desperation.
Yeah.
And you got to get something like this done.
I don't know what's going to happen with Durant. I don't know now. Phoenix is out with that. There's actually a chance for Golden State. I mean, it was more reports that maybe Curry is into this. And Curry would sign off on it. They have to convince Lakeup on this. I don't know. But this,
I think it's becoming more of a chance for the Nets on a daily basis.
Yeah.
The longer this thing goes on, the better the chances are for Brooklyn. And oh, by the way, Lakeup would have to be. So what if Lakeup pulled Curry, Thompson, Draymond Green into a room and said, "What do you guys want to do?" And all three guys said, "We want to trade for him." Is Lakeup going to say no? Not a chance on earth.
Right.
He would say, "Okay, guys, we'll do it. If you want."
Well, it depends, though. I mean, not if it's is Kuminga, Wiseman, Poole, and whoever.
And by the way, I think the Nets would have to be drug tested or forced to sell the team if they would say no to that deal.
I know.
Maybe start with those three players and then get involved. The Wiggins talk is not going to happen. I can't imagine the Warriors would say, take Wiggins, by the way.
Yeah. 5 guys and he's one of them? Or 4 players?
No.
Come on. Yes.
But those three to begin with and maybe some other picks. All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Again, more NBA with Jonathan Von Tobel coming up in about 45 minutes here on the show. We'll get his thoughts on those two stories. And again, he's been broadcasting all week from the Summer League here in Las Vegas. Who does he think will win this event? And maybe a look at the Rookie of the Year at this point. Up next, win some, lose some, and we couldn't get a book to offer this prop last night. Come on. You know what happened. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
How about this? This was embarrassing. Kansas City plus 325. All these guys out. Blue Jays got to $4. One stinking run. 3-1 Kansas City. So much for firing the manager.
Well, isn't that the way it goes so often in sports? Right? I look back at the Raiders last year. Who thought the Raiders would win after the John Gruden mess or the Henry Ruggs tragedy?
Sure. Yeah.
And they pulled it together and won both those games, I believe.
Yeah.
And they played well. Right? And
yeah,
when the entire world is when it's that obvious, it's like, okay, maybe look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
With Gossman going too, that is wild. Reds plus 165. They take 2 out of 3 in New York. Of course they do.
Why would they not?
Yep.
And by the way, that's what I was talking about before the break. We kicked this run on the air. We wanted a sports book to put up with a pitcher having no hitter through five as a prop for us in this contest. Luis Castillo pulled it off last night. What do you make that prop, by the way, again? 5-1?
Something like that, yeah.
That would have got it.
6-1, yeah. Would have got it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. AL East since June 11th. Baltimore 21-9, Yankees 20-11, Boston 16-15, Rays 15-16. Tweet from Bob Nightingale. What is this? Oh God! Right. White Sox plus 135, blow out the Twins on the road. Mariners 11 in a row. They were 20-1 in play. They're ahead of Boston and Toronto in the standings. 5-1 in the seventh. They come back to win. What is going on? What a turnaround. What a story.
A lot of fun to watch.
It is. And they got Robbie Ray going today. Road teams 9-4 yesterday in baseball. Rockies 13-1 last 14 home games against the Padres.
Oh, it is total ownage.
Wow. I didn't know that till Palm said something during the break yesterday.
They dominate this team at home.
13-1?
Yeah.
That's a joke. Snell again. PU. And Martin Perez, who only went five innings. That's 11 starts this year when he's allowed two earned or fewer. What a run he's had.
Wow.
Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and be part of the team. And look at this. Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Look at this guy. Got the camera on him, ready to go. Leash is off, and he's going right for the beach.
I love this video.
Look at this coming in. Right on top of him. He is hauling. He's moving quick.
What I love here is, I mean, there's no hesitation. The dog knows. He has a plan here. He knows exactly where he's going.
Yeah, it's a long run.
This takes like 25 seconds.
Right. And there it is. Here's the payoff, folks. Okay. Coming out, running full steam to the water. Get out of my way, folks. Get out of a cannonball.
And there's the Jimmy Snuka. Right into the water.
Yeah. Oh, that is awesome. Following him the whole time, tracking him from a good distance.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he knows where the beach is, where the water is, and he can't wait to jump in. That is awesome. This is great. This is in Chicago. It's a Little League sign. How good is this? These are kids. This is a game. The coaches volunteer. The umps are human. This is not professional baseball. Your kid is not being scouted by the Cubs or the White Sox.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done. I mean, what's the worst part about this? The parents.
It's ridiculous. The fact that parents actually have to be reminded of this.
I know. Fights break out, arguments with umpires. The kid's 10 years old. I mean, what are you doing? The El Monte scandal, all this stuff. My kid's going to be something. No, he isn't. Like, talk to me when puberty hits.
Yeah, you realize that when parents act like this, that automatically ends the relationship of other parents that are there.
Was that Bill Hicks?
It has to.
Your kids aren't special.
Oh, my God.
Is that Bill Hicks?
It's 3 minutes and about 15 seconds. I've listened to it 100 times. It is an unbelievable piece of art. Yeah. The stand-up comedian who died way too soon. Wow.
You're right. You can't. We have to be reminded of this on a daily basis.
Yes, we do.
With these parents.
Thanks for the reminder of Hicks.
Good, yeah. Okay. Very good. How about this? I love this. The Bengals will be wearing an alternate white helmet this year.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's a good look.
Now, I went gaga over the Saints' new look for their helmets this year. Yeah. I got to tell you, this jersey and the helmet, I'd say, is right on par with the Saints.
Yes.
Terrific
Could
job
be better.
By the Bengals.
Excellent. One lose some. Wayne sent this in. Yeah, my boss just hanging out here, picking his toes and got the shoes off, sitting at his cubicle. Oh, my God. What a fiasco. Thanks for sending that in. Good Lord. A couple bad beaches. I mentioned the Rangers, $1.15. 5-1 in the seventh. Seattle erupts, and they come back to win. And the Braves on the run line against the Nats, -130. One out in the ninth, 5-3. Jansen gives up a home run. They win, but they can't cover the run line. Ridiculous. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more, betrivers.com. Going back since June, the Angels are 6-1 in Ohtani starts. When he doesn't start, they're 6-26. They've lost 11 in a row in games not started by Ohtani. Oh, yeah. How about it?
I mean, what else can you possibly say about the guy?
I know.
And the organization.
Why are you this bad? What is the deal? Come on.
Okay, so evidently today, St. Andrews is going to be a piece of cake for every golfer on the planet.
Yeah, what?
So Young tees off a little bit later on. Gooch is one stroke back now. He finished 3-under for the day. He's 7-under for the tournament.
He's already done?
Yeah. Yesterday it took like 15 hours for the first round to conclude.
Yeah, 6-hour rounds.
Okay. Yeah. Hatton, who was a very popular pick this week. I was going to bet him. I didn't. He's 5-under for the day through 14. He's at 7-under for the tournament. DJ's at 7-under. Scotty Scheffler. I mean, this is bonkers. Every single tournament, this guy, he's 3-under today, one stroke back for the tournament. I'll give you some other crazy scores.
Everyone's playing well, but Tiger, it seems.
He's the only guy.
He was 7-over last check.
Look at this. Adam Scott is 6-under.
Where'd that come from?
I have no idea. Two strokes back.
Wow. Are you kidding? I'm in trouble.
Patrick Cantlay. 3-under through 6 today. 5-under for the tournament.
Okay. I have.
So he'll probably put together like a, 9-under today. Sergio Bleeping Garcia is 7-under today.
For the day?
For the day through 16. He's 4-under for the tournament.
Oh, my God. What is going on? It is the John Deere Classic. Who knows what Young's going to get to?
Well, what about Rory?
And Rory, right. The leader could be 13 under after two rounds.
Does it get, I think the wind is supposed to kick in. I don't want to get my timeline mixed up here. But if Rory can't go out there today and he is way later in the morning, then, because this is like who he is, right? He's been so blistering hot to begin these tournaments and then he fades away.
Yeah.
He can't do it again here when he was great yesterday and now everybody in front of him today is just putting up great, awesome scores.
What's Daly doing and Phil? Daly was one over round one. Phil was even.
I'll get those for you.
Circa here put up a good prop. A round two matchup, Daly against
Mickelson. Ah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Mickelson was 250. The Poulter thing was hilarious. They booed him, and then he just yanked the tee shot way off.
They're both a little bit later on today.
They haven't gone? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I want to get Eldred here, too.
And that steam on Tiger to make the cut. My God.
Plus one today through six.
Yeah. Win some, lose some. But he was horrendous yesterday.
Well, it started.
It didn't help with the 6 hours to play.
No, that certainly hurts.
I mean, yes.
And out of the gates, too, just it wasn't even close. I mean, there was trouble in paradise right away for him yesterday.
Yeah. I look up, he's three over right away. Yep.
And we just, man, I don't, if you want to play certain tournaments like the Rocket Mortgage at 22 under, that's fine. I don't want to have these majors where we're talking about the winners 19, 20. I don't care. It's the Masters, the Open Championship.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
All right. It'll be good fun. It's a packed leaderboard. It's a sexy leaderboard.
It is a very good leaderboard. Right, I'll give you that.
All right. Big names up there.
What do you think? What do you think DeChambeau does today? What if DeChambeau throws up an 8 under?
Oh, don't say that. See that? No.
That's a worst case scenario.
Barry. I'd like to see Cam Smith come back and do it again. Joffle's right there in the mix.
Yeah, he goes a little bit later on.
Yeah, he missed an easy putt on 18, and I think had a bogey late. He could have been 5 under.
Here's a great idea for what do you do then with the because you who's going to lead the who will be the second round leader? How would you look at that market right now with all of these guys just blazing hot, and Cam Young is going to go in a little bit, and Rory a few hours later down the road.
Maybe Smith,
a Cam Smith on there.
Two back,
sure. Aaron Wise 5 under for the day.
Jesus. Carving it up.
Watch out, man.
This is something.
All right.
Jesus.
By the way, we had the field set for the Home Run Derby, which is going to be next Tuesday. Early look at the field. Don't you think Kyle Schwarber? I know Polar Bear's won it a couple times in a row.
I'd go Polar Bear.
You would?
Yeah.
If you don't go him, though, because it's to win this thing 3 times in a row, it's going to be tough. Schwarber was born for this event.
So was Polar Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So get involved right now with the Bet Rivers online sportsbook. So for first-time deposit users, make sure that you put in the code DERBY for the Home Run Derby. Sign up at the BetRivers Online Sportsbook app or visit BetRivers.com. Put in $100 to receive a free BetRivers bet for a home run hit. Or deposit $250 and get the total home runs for the entire day as free BetRivers bets. This offer is valid through July 18th, so download the app or use the code DERBY when you make a first-time deposit today at Bet Rivers. We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. A stat on the Yankees that legitimately floored me next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're running out of time for this great special, the VSiN Summer Special, $19 to the end of the month. Best bets every host, every guest, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, $19 to July 31st, VSiN.com/summer. Good card today again in baseball and the final card till we get to the All-Star break. And Red Sox, Yankees, Orioles at it again. Can the Mariners make Robbie Ray's going for 12 in a row?
I know it.
Ah, this is fun.
What were they in play last night?
20-1.
That makes sense. Down 5-1 late like that. You know, there is something to be said about chemistry. I know bettors will kind of scoff at something like that. They clearly have it right now. And I've told this story before. I was around the 2012 A's a lot. We covered them for the radio station I worked for, and I went to a lot of their games. The 2012 A's, if you go back and look at their roster, they didn't have much, and their expectations were not high that year.
Really? Who were the pitching staff?
Oh, I'd have to totally go back and look. I mean,
the studs there still, or they had gone?
I think they were gone already.
Okay.
But they probably had some young up-and-comers that were turning it on at that point.
Okay.
But Melvin did a great job, and I'm telling you, like, and the guys that would come on the air, They loved each other, and they talked about the chemistry. They won the division. That's the Rangers were power rated to the moon that year, and the A's beat them in Oakland the final day of the regular season to take home the division.
Yeah.
And they commented about, like, this is the best chemistry, the best clubhouse I've ever been in. That can become a thing in baseball.
Remember the Cleveland team? They won like 22 in a row.
That's right.
They weren't that talented. We got a lot of streaks going. So Seattle has won 11 in a row. Baltimore's won 10 in a row. The Cubs have lost 7 in a row. They're 17-30 at home. They're a day game. They take on the Mets, and it's Walker going. The Nats have lost 7 in a row. They're 30-61. They're 20 games under 500 at home. Atlanta has won 12 in a row in D.C. There's another one for you.
Under the radar.
And it's Corbin for the Nats. But I don't know. You want to lay $2 with Anderson, but I guess the Braves will find a way to get it done. But this is a lot of six streaks going. And in the run that the Dodgers, it's not a long win, but they did lose one of those games to St. Louis. But the run the Dodgers are, there it is. You nailed it. Look, 9.5 game lead now.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That didn't take long, huh?
Fly away.
Yes,
that'll
exactly.
Do it. 58-30.
I think that took maybe 10 days.
Look at this Caesars tweet. So during this winning streak for the Mariners, odds to make the playoffs went from plus 550 to plus 105. Odds to win the World Series, 150-1 to 80-1. What a turnaround.
Well, plus 550, again, you had to recognize the streak before it took place like you did with the Braves a couple of months ago, right?
I didn't see it.
And this Orioles, I mean, you look at Baltimore tonight, they're on the road against the Rays, I get it. Wells is a really good story.
Yeah.
Are you concerned at all with the day off? They won 10 straight, day off, now they get back at it tonight, but they're plus money.
No, I'm more concerned that the Rays are playing well, although I like the Orioles starter better than than who the Rays are trotting out. What's his name?
Patino? Yeah.
But this is, Rays are playing well again. And finding to get by the Red Sox. Red Sox go limping into Yankee Stadium. But
Montgomery's laying $1.70.
They have played well. Right, I was going back. The Orioles have played well against the Rays this year, but this is before the winning streak. 5-4 Rays on the season. So here they go. And now they're 9 over again, right, Tampa? So this will be a good game.
Well, that's a bad loss for Boston last night.
Another bad one.
Chalk it up for...
That's right.
Put it on the old tally board.
Right. Well, we talked about it. This brutal schedule they have to play. They're right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You can't blow games like this, so now you got to take on... You're going to get an angry Yankee team, too. Number one, the Yankees should have won 3 out of 4 in Fenway. Number two, it's embarrassing they lose a home series to the Reds.
No doubt.
And how long are we going on with this Gallo business? It's enough already.
Oh, my God.
It's $1.50.
And by the way, more people making the case, but he's a good fielder. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
You can find somebody who is close to him in the field and is not an automatic out when he's at the plate.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this tweet's incredible. Katie Sharp, who's one of the best Yankee followers on all of Twitter, she was asked last night how many times the Yankees have been no-hit through 5 innings and where it would rank in baseball, because, again, Castillo had a no-no going through 5 last night. She responded, the Yankees have now been held to 0 hits through 5 innings in 7 games, most in Major League Baseball this season.
How can that be?
This machine, this juggernaut, 5 times no-hit, 7 times through 5, or, I'm sorry, 7 times through 5 innings, okay? And the frustrating thing, when you want to bet like a pitcher to have a win when it comes to, you know, sports betting, or specifically like, in, you know, having guys in fantasy, the fact that Castillo could not walk out of there with a win last night is absolutely sickening. I mean, how the bullpen blew that game is just awful.
Yep.
And it sucks.
Yep.
And I have him in fantasy, so I'm bitter today
over
that part. But you're right. I mean, they're huge favorites. What do you want to do with the Reds now? Because they have so many guys that are going to be on the market here in the next couple of weeks that they could just punt on and say adios. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's Hunter Green. What is he? 3? They're 3-13 in his starts, whatever it is. Yeah.
But if they don't do this, if they don't get rid of guys like Castillo and other guys up and down that roster, they're going to be feisty for the rest of the year. They've turned into a pretty decent team.
Yeah, I know.
But they can't go anywhere this year because they started off 3-22.
Right. I tell you, I like the Mets. Why are the Mets only $1.30? Walker's been good. 7-2 with a 2.63 ERA. The Cubs, I mentioned the losing streak. 7 of their last 8 games, they've been held to 3 runs or fewer. Not hitting at all. And shut out last night. That's too much. I don't get that line today.
No, I disagree. I agree with that.
Is Sandy too high? Sandy's going. And again, with the Musgrove struggles lately and Gonsolin finally getting lit up.
I was wrong on that number, by the way.
What?
I looked at a different game. I told you during the break he was at least $1.70. I was in the wrong game. He's $1.61 right now.
What do you think?
Alcantara.
Going against Gibson and the Phillies. He's had one bad start. Like one bad half a start. It wasn't his fault. It was bad defense behind him.
Well, I definitely... Look, the number would have to be higher for me to play the Phillies. But going against Alcantara, the thing that you can kind of bank on is, I mean, the runs, this Miami offense is just brutal at times.
Yeah, and that was rough against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they go in stretches like this where they just completely disappear. They can't get hits. They can't score runs. And if you go back and look at Alcantara's run support, it's been the story pretty much all year long. So he's going to probably be in a 1-0 battle like in the seventh, and then he'll be at 100 pitches at some point. They'll pull him, and then who knows what happens with the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the White Sox, plus 120.
Kopech
going. If not now, when, right? Huge win last night. Blew out the Twins. Only, what, four back now?
Yep.
They have this is a four-game set. I think they have the pitching edge today, and maybe the White Sox can put it together here and do some damage against the Twins.
Well, the White Sox can completely change the first half narrative if they would sweep the Twins this weekend.
Or just take three out of four.
Well, either one, sure. Yeah, but, you imagine what the talking points would be about the White Sox if they would somehow sweep the Twins? Okay. They turn into the favorites again to win that division. I know that they have this crazy streak going on. What would it take for you to bet against the Mariners today? What number would you need on the Rangers? Bush is on the mound today for Texas. It's a total of 8. And Ray...
190.
You'd need 190 with the Rangers?
Yeah, the way Ray's going in Seattle. Remember, they also were doing this with suspensions. Guys were out and they were doing this.
I know. I was pondering like 175 or 180.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. I think it's going to get there today, Paulie. I think like every parlay in the world is going to have the Mariners involved. And so I think that price is going to get driven up. And if you like the Rangers, I would wait today.
I see your question. I raise you. What would you need with the Angels? Dodgers, Angels, the big A, Kershaw goes. They've lost 11 in a row, not started by Ohtani.
Okay.
Dodgers won the first two games, 2-0, 4-1. Number one ERA in the National League. Here they come.
Can I take 1.5 runs at plus 140? It's only plus 107 right now.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
You'd give me that?
I'll give you that.
What would you give me plus 2.5 runs? Even money?
Yeah.
I would consider...
Between this offense and the Angels can't hit, and the Angels... I mean, this is...
Am I...
The Dodgers are going to... They'll get theirs today.
Yes, they will. Am I insane to think that plus 2.5 runs at even money, if that number happened to be available, would be worth a bet?
Sure, why not? For you? Yeah.
For me, it's worth a bet? Right.
I wouldn't want... I don't want any part of this.
Because part of me thinks it would be worth it. Part of me thinks it's total insanity.
Yeah.
So that probably means to stay away then.
Been rough. Well, I mean, I could see that maybe the Kershaw doesn't have it and gives up a couple. I don't know. Maybe a 4-2 something, one of those jobs. But
again, we will give away the winner of this bad boy right here, huh? The trophy for the VSiN Betting Pantheon. We'll tell you who that is coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes. Where were you last night? All day long, we're targeting a prop in the Giants-Brewers game. We're playing it out. We have the strategy. And then all of a sudden, 6:30 rolls around. It's looking good for us. We can. Paul? Nope. I'm blowing up your phone. Dustin's blowing up your phone. No call, no text, nothing.
All the President's Men came on HBO. One of my favorite movies, Woodward and Bernstein.
So the cell phone goes to Do Not
Disturb. It's never on HBO. That movie came out in 1976. That's never on. I love that movie. Oh, it's good. Nothing on the line here except the First Amendment and the freedom of the press.
You are completely ridiculous.
Yeah, great. And, I thought we were going with Valdez, too. Miscommunication. It's a problem you have when you're on a team and you're trying. I thought you were going with Valdez strikeout prop in the...
God, so unreliable. When we need you most, you're never there.
Come on.
So you thought that Valdez was the play until like probably this morning.
Well, I thought you were going under 4.5.
Oh, that was not a prop. It was an alternate total. Oh, my God. NFL up next. We'll tie in highest-ranked red zone receivers from last year into odds to lead the league in touchdown catches this year. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so a little NFL here as a pro football focus. They sent out their research and analysis from last year and looked at the best red zone wide receivers. Now, this is based on how they analyze players. It's not who scored the most touchdowns, but the guys who were the biggest threats once teams got into the red zone to score touchdowns at the wide receiver position. And we'll give you the top 10 here and tie in some of their current odds and maybe run down guys that we like this year. Based on how they grade players, Paulie, the best red zone receiver in 2021 was DK Metcalf.
Yeah, well, that'll end. Go.
Yeah, that ends that.
That'll be a good talking point when we get into August. Like, what do you do with some of these guys from a fantasy with Metcalf, with Green Bay wide receivers? I mean, what are you going
to
do with them?
Metcalf is 30-1.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to remain a great threat in the red zone once the team actually gets inside the 20, but getting him the ball kind of going to be important.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, Adam Thielen. That makes sense. The guy was basically uncoverable last year once they got to the red zone.
Wow. 10 touchdowns, yes, but can he stay healthy? And then also with the new coach, does O'Connell say, okay, we're going to make really feed Jefferson here? And he's, look to Jefferson even more, who had, he also had 10?
Okay, Thielen is 25-1.
No, not enough.
Not enough?
Injury concerns, no.
Number three, according to the rankings, Cooper Kupp.
Yep, makes sense.
Okay, well, I mean, he's going to be at the top of every single possible power rating from last year.
16 touchdowns.
Okay, he's 5-1. I'm not betting a guy at 5-1 to lead the league in touchdown catches.
Really? Look at the top three. Kupp 5-1, Chase 5-1, Evans 7-1. Evans had 14. Brady loves looking for him.
I see. I would look at Evans at 7-1.
Especially in the five. Okay. I don't want Adams. Carr spreads it around. This is not, you can't look at Adams' numbers It's like the Brady Belichick thing. You got to throw those New England trends out the window going back because now it's no more Brady. It's like when you look at Adams now. Well, number one, it's not Rodgers, it's Carr. Number two, he likes to throw to Waller. He loves Renfro.
Oh, yes.
He mixes it up.
All I can think about is, could you imagine if Rodgers now had this set of receivers that Derek Carr has? Imagine if Rodgers had Waller, Renfro, and Adams.
Right.
Like the last 3 years in Green Bay.
Right.
No, so I mean, I'm with you on that. Like, Adams is also uncoverable once they he's all over the field, but they're going to have too many targets. They have too many guys to spread the ball to, so I'm not going to bet him either. DeAndre Hopkins was number four, but you can draw a line through him.
Right.
Okay. Justin Jefferson's number nine. Renfro was number seven. No, I'm sorry. I'm getting my numbers confused. Let me go back. Justin Jefferson was number six per Pro Football Focus. He's 9-1. Renfro's number seven at PFF. He's 35-1.
No way. Not enough. You're going to have like 17 touchdowns probably.
Probably. Yeah, you'll need, again, that overall prop. What will that take? If I set it at 15.5 in a 17-game game schedule.
Well, what's a bad year for Cup now? Considering how they look for him.
A bad year would be 1,308 touchdowns.
Stafford also says he's more comfortable with the offense now.
Yeah.
Year two.
But also the weapons that they still have.
Yeah.
Bringing in a guy like Allen Robinson. Braxton Berrios, number eight, according to Pro Football Focus, in the red zone. He's 130-1, but dealing with Zach Wilson there. St. Brown for the Lions, a very good young receiver. He's ranked number nine. He's 70-1. And they have DeAndre Carter ranked number 10 in the red zone. And I see him. He's not on the board, actually. I did not see him posted.
Chase was 12th. Diggs was tied for 13th. I believe they both had 10 touchdowns. No, Chase had 13, excuse me. Diggs had 10. But with Chase, it's what if his red zone targets improve and go up? Because he's the home run hitter. He's Randy Moss. I mean, how many touchdowns is he going to have from 40 yards out?
Right. But he's also 5-1.
Yeah.
Yep. Could you see him? Is he going to do this with Joe Burrow like every year to begin his career for the first 4 or 5 years? Why can't he? The guy was an absolute superstar from basically, forget the preseason. Remember the narrative with him? Hang onto the ball. Drops everything.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Going to be a disaster.
Remember, August. This offense looks horrendous.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're doing.
Going to be another long season for Cincinnati.
Paul Allen before the week one game. This roster stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. It's hilarious how it turned out. Evans was 17th. Targeted 19 times inside the 20. Caught 14 for a completion rate of 73.7.
I think he's going to be in the mix.
Yeah, he had 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe Tom's pissed throwing the ball because every time he catches a touchdown, he gives it to a fan. And they got to haggle and get the ball back.
Right.
It costs them money.
So you got to think about guys that will put you in that, I think, 15 or 16 touchdown range to win the title.
Okay, how about Adam Chernoff's pick for yards, CD Lamb?
I can't get there with touchdowns.
Not enough. Okay, no. How about Kelsey? Does he benefit from no
maybe,
Hill now?
Maybe, right? Because again, who is the guy that's going to step up and take over for Tyreek Hill? Is it going to be Juju Smith-Schuster? Is it going to be Valdes-Scantling? Is it going to be one of the rookies they drafted? Those are kind of unknowns. Well, what we do know is that Kelsey is still, if not the best tight end, certainly top two or top three in the entire league.
I draw a line through Hill because of Tua, and I draw a line through Samuel because of Lance.
Yeah, so do I.
The other one, do you want to? It's hard to get there with Diggs, too, because of the emergence of Davis.
Of course, and by the way, Allen loves to go to Knox inside the red zone. Yep. Dawson Knox had a lot of touchdowns. Two guys maybe a little bit down on the board I wouldn't mind taking a peek at. Keenan Allen with the Chargers. He's obviously, where is he, like top 10 receiver probably in the league. He's outstanding, and they're going to score a lot of points. And Herbert is the quarterback, so he's going to get him the ball probably a ton. And also, if you want to, how about 25-1 Michael Pittman? Big receiver, 6'4". I know Taylor's going to get a lot of touches in the red zone, but I think Matt Ryan's going to go to Indy and immediately, you know, make Pittman his number one go-to guy. And with that kind of a target down there, Pittman at 25-1 might make some sense. But again, he's got to probably get to 13, 14, 15 to be in the mix.
Yeah. Can't get there.
Amari Cooper is 30-1.
No way. What? No way. Come on. He's cooked anyways. And plus, he's not going to have Watson for maybe half the year.
Cortland Sutton, 40.
That's a tough call.
It kind of applies what I just said about Michael Pittman, big receiver. Yeah. But I think also Wilson's going to be spreading the ball around so
Sutton
much.
Sutton and other guys, yes.
I would look at, and I have, I've bet Sutton and Judy to lead the league in receiving yards. Touchdowns might be difficult. Do you want to get crazy and go Kyle Pitts 50-1?
No. No way. Between Mariota and then Ritter?
Well, here's the thing. They have to score touchdowns somehow.
They do?
Well, they're not. They don't have to score a lot, but they have to score some.
Maybe they run, though. Maybe they use Mariota and they run it more once they get inside the five. They were running that gadget stuff when he was here.
They were. And the way they used Cordarrelle Patterson last year.
The more I think about it and look at this, it's to me, it's like the running back thing. Like the lead, it's only like four or five guys. It's really hard to make a case for a lot of guys based on what the quarterback that they have, how many times he looks for him in the red zone, what he did last year, and then the odds.
I think I can make a case for more guys than that, but because you have to look at high-scoring teams, right? Like the Chargers are going to be a high-scoring team. Okay, well then Keenan Allen is 20-1, Mike Williams is 25-1. Maybe one of those two guys can score 13, 14 touchdowns, get in that range. I think the Raiders are going to score a ton of points, but they're going to spread it around too much.
I'd look at Jefferson 9-1.
I think he's going to have an awesome season.
Yeah, and actually the Thielen injury could really, if he gets hurt again, could benefit him.
I agree.
He could have a monster year.
Yep. I don't care about Kirk Cousins' resume in the postseason. We're not talking about a Super Bowl bet here. We're talking about the regular season. Kirk Cousins can get the job done and put up good numbers in the regular season, and that's what counts on a bet like this. And that's why just the Jefferson numbers, I think, I can't wait to be in redraft leagues this year in fantasy. I haven't done one yet. He's floating there a little bit late, and I'm picking like wherever it's going to be, 7-8. I can't imagine he's going to drop that low, but it's going to be 2 seconds, bam, I know who I'm taking. Because what we said about Jamar Chase, Jefferson played at LSU. He's on that track. He's done it his first 2 years. Chase is probably going to be that same kind of guy. Even though Burrow spreads it around, he's got T. Higgins and other players to throw the ball to. This is a tough prop, though. To me, this prop, we're different on this. This prop is like, who's going to lead Major League Baseball in wins? That's a total crapshoot. I have no idea on a year-to-year basis who to bet on that.
It'll be fun to revisit coming up. I think it'll be chalky.
All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, VSiN's senior betting analyst, Jonathan Von Tobel, will join the program. Observations from the Summer League. Maybe a team to win the event. Who he's looking at to win Rookie of the Year. Also, Ayton. Now, the Suns matched his offer that the Pacers signed him to. And this potential deal from the Jazz including Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks and what they could be getting in return. All that coming up next year on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or around sportsbook. Must be 21 or around sportsbook. Must be 21 or around sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.